بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب علامات حب الله تعالى للعبد والحث على التخلق بها والسعي في تحصيلها. الحمد لله. This is the 47th chapter في رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه explains the chapter on the signs, علامات, the signs of Allah's love for a person. So when do you know that Allah loves you? والحث على التخلق بها, and there is an encouragement that these be adopted and that one should strive to acquire them. قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. The very famous verse of the Holy Quran in the Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say to the people that if you love Allah, then follow me, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will follow the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah. Allah will then love you. So one of the signs that Allah loves a person is when a person finds himself following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He follows the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one alama that Allah loves you. Because Allah Himself says that if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi follow me, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمُ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and Allah will forgive you your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, من يرتد منكم عن دينه, whosoever turns renegade, whoever turns away from his deen, then Allah will soon bring another group of people, another nation whom he loves and who love him. And they will be kind to the believers, stern towards the disbelievers, and who will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without fearing any rebuking of those who rebuke them. This is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He grants to whomever He desires. And Allah is all surrounding, all knowing. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء حب إلي مما افترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني أعطيته ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه رواه البخاري. Listen very carefully to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, I declare war on a person who harbors enmity towards a friend of mine. A person who is a wali of Allah. He's a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you hate him, you harbor enmity towards him, you trouble him, you irritate him, you cause him pain and grief. Allah says, I declare war upon you. There are two occasions when Allah declares war on any person. This is one occasion. When a person interferes, he troubles the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second time is that person who indulges in usury, in interest. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Allah declares war on such a person who indulges in interest transactions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطُ عَلَيْهِ That my servant, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ That my servant has not done anything more dearer to me than performing those things that I have made compulsory upon him. In other words, all the faraid, we did fard salat, now may Allah accept it. Our salat is fard, zakat is fard, hajj is fard, and that person who has the means to do so, Roza in Ramadan is fard. So these are fara'id. This is something that when a person does, Allah says that he has not gone more closer to me. Ma taqarrab. Taqarrab means to come close. My servant has not gained proximity to me by doing any action which is most beloved to me, more beloved to me than the fara'id. No. Fara'id is something that is most beloved to me. And when a person does so, then he has gained proximity to me. So that's number one. Then, وَمَا يَزَالُ وَعَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. After performing the fard, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant continues to come closer and closer and closer and closer to me by performing nafil. We give sadaqah. We do something which is nafil, voluntary, optional. You read tahajjud salat, you read chash, ishraq. So these are not fara'id, they are come under the category of nawafil. When a person does this then, after performing fara'id, he engages in nafil acts, hatta uhibbahu, until I begin to love him. Until I love him. Allah is saying, until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. Now when I love a person, when I love my servant, Allah says, I become his hearing through which he hears. I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eye through which he sees. I become his hand with which he touches or he holds. I become his feet through which he walks. What does it mean? When Allah becomes your ear, Allah becomes your eye, Allah becomes your hand, Allah becomes your foot, does that mean physically? It means that now the person will see that which is right, which is halal. He will move towards that which is permissible and halal. He will hear that which is halal, see that which is halal, touch that which is halal, and move towards that which is halal, permissible. Allah will protect him from moving towards haram. Allah will protect him from seeing haram. Allah will protect him from hearing haram. It is as though Allah has now taken over this person, and Allah has become his hearing, and Allah becomes his seeing. In other words, now the person will, because he's become the friend of Allah, Allah will protect him from all around. And Allah will direct him only towards that which is permissible for him, that which is beneficial for him, that which is correct for him and halal for him. And then Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. And then when my servant begs from me, I will give it to him. Whatever he wishes, I give him. And if he seeks my protection, لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. Most certainly I will give him protection and refuge. So this hadith, when a person becomes a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be very, very careful not to hurt any Muslim or any person for that matter, but most of a person who is a friend of Allah, because then Allah declares war with a person, and can anybody be saved from when Allah has declared war upon him. Then the most important thing is we should fulfill all the fara'id. And after doing the fara'id, engage in nafil. Come early to the masjid, we have come to perform our fard salat. There is time for tilawat, there is time for tasbih, dhikr, dua. Engage in these things. Besides giving our zakat, which is fard, engage in giving sadaqah, which is nafil. So these nafil, nawafil, makes a person become more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah ta'ala protects him completely, and this person will use all his limbs in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not use his limbs in haram. Then when he begs from Allah, Allah will grant him whatever he wishes. And when he seeks refuge from Allah, in Allah from shaitan or whatever it is, Allah will give him the protection. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. May Allah make us his beloved servants. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashallah.